Now back at home, and Monaghan is top of the league table for having the least number of existing homes for sale in Ireland. The border county is followed by Meath and Kildare. Dublin is ranked 8th in the analysis carried out by property consultants Savile Ireland, while Limerick is 6th, Galway 16th and Cork 19th. John Ring is Director of Research with Savile. He's on the line now to tell us more about this research. And John, you're welcome to Morning Ireland.
Good morning.
We know, of course, we've been in a housing crisis for some years now. But what's going on in Monaghan? The least number of homes for sale and for rent.
Yeah, so it's interesting. So our analysis looked at daft.ie data to examine the amount of properties for sale or to rent as well in a separate analysis or to share. And what we found in terms of for sale market was that Monaghan had the lowest amount of availability across the country. Across the country, there's about 24.2 units for sale for every 10,000 people. In Monaghan, it's about half this, so it's 12.2. And the reasons we see, if you look down the rest of the list as well, we Meath, Kildare, Carlow and Louth. So we find just the areas close to the capital. So we think it's demand and supply factors. But I think on the demand side, we're seeing that post-pandemic, there's a bit of a shakeout and that people are living, you know, there's more flexibility in terms of going to the office in Dublin, for example. So the commuter counties around Dublin, I think, are seeing greater demand. So like from people either to live in that county or be closer to their home county. And that flexibility from work is there a bit more. And on the supply factor, I think we are seeing probably some of the effects of the National Planning Framework, which is capping land supply and thus housing supply. So you see Meath, Kildare and Louth. And that is really designed, you know, to cap the population growth of around the Dublin area. And interestingly, we saw that as well in the population stats yesterday, where it showed that region only had a population share last year of 8%. And that compares to a long, well, actually, sorry, 6%. And that compares to a longer term average of about 18%. So it's about a third.
And what are you doing with this research, John?
Yeah, so I guess the initial analysis was to, on the rental side, actually, in particular. So we looked at that as well. And it was up and down the country. We hear of people so often here that we can't, you know, people find it hard to move out of their home. You know, children can't get a place to rent nearby.
Well, they can't find a place to rent. They can't afford the places they might be able to find, or so many rental properties don't accept HAP, the housing assistance payment. They would be some of the reasons, wouldn't they?
Well, I think it's the lack of supply. So as we just said, for the housing piece, there's about 24.2 per 10,000. If we look at the housing supply for rental, it's only 5.9. So it's a fraction, it's about a quarter of it. And Monaghan actually was the worst county there as well. And I think there is some element if you look at what happens in Dublin. So on a relative basis, actually, Dublin has at least a housing availability for rent of 15.3 or to share. And that shows the success, I guess, of kind of housing policy in Dublin. The problem I see is that there's been a vacuum across the country that hasn't, from the last cycle of how we developed residential properties for rent, and that hasn't been filled in the interim. Like, there's been no apartment development outside of Dublin essentially for 15 years, which is an incredible stat.
Just maybe a final comment from you. Simon Harris talking at Béal na Bló on Sunday, saying government will exceed targets this year. 40,000 homes will be completed. A new Department of Infrastructure he was talking about, and recommitting to a quarter of a million homes over the next 5 years. Is it achievable?
It's going to be very hard. I think there's going to be bottlenecks that you run up against to do that. But I think it is achievable with the right plan for sure. I think if we look at the population stats that came out yesterday again, looks like we're running at a population about 1.9% average annual per year. And that was the same as the previous year. Again, if we're looking at infrastructural bottlenecks, we're looking at planning within the MPF about 1% per year. So we're running about double what we're planning. So I think we need to be making sure that we've enough stretch capability to achieve those goals.
OK, John Ring, Director of Research with Savills. Thank you.